Hello, and welcome to the Comic Rundown. In the last issue, Iron Man died. Yep, that's pretty much what happened. It's not going to be confusing at all. Let's get into this episode. But we'll go into this issue. And this one was... Were you guys confused when you started out this issue? Not just because of the surgery to tell us about, but like the beginning two pages.
Yes, I was very confused with the fighting death and the... I'm sort of like, what's going on?
Yeah, I was a little bit like, what's going on?
Yeah, I actually got to the point where I actually went and looked into the issue of Avengers. I'm like, is there going to explain something there? No, they didn't.
I think it was very much like we're supposed to be seeing what Tony was feeling. And
yes. And I just kept
Tony is heavily sedated.
I mean, I just went with it because I've been pulled on these journeys before.
Comics.
Hey, yeah. Comics.
Yeah.
Well, where are we going today? It was probably also because I got really confused reading Preacher once, and then I tried really hard to figure out what I was supposed to know.
Preacher is one that... You don't need to... Yeah, no.
Don't even try.
I think that was what I told you when you asked me. I was like, just keep reading it.
So I think that's why I didn't look up what was going on here. But yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yes.
Once I kept going.
Yeah,
that's
the big
thing. But I was a little
confused. We were kind of talking, this first two pages is Tony fighting a bunch of people. Like Ken said, he fights death at one point. And it is all in his mind. We find that out here in a bit, but we'll just say it now. Because we go to a reporter standing outside of Avengers Mansion. No, I'm sorry. The municipal hospital. And he's talking about how Tony is fighting for his life.
Because that's where all millionaires get their health care taken care of. The municipal hospital.
I mean...
That, I thought that was amusing.
I didn't that put that kind together? Of... That's awesome. yeah, that's actually a good point. Don't know why... I feel like it's because they...
It's
the
a
doctor
very
they got
60s,
in.
And it's the municipal hospital. That's where you go.
Okay. And so this reporter's just saying Tony's fighting for his life on the Ultra Rejuvenator, and it's doing what it can.
He's saying
they actually do mention life model decoys, so apparently those aren't secret. Second panel.
There we go, yes.
So apparently they're not secret, and they're something that people just are talking about on the news. Yeah, they're...
Well, and I had to look up when the first one appeared in Marvel, and it did in, like... It was a Tales of Suspense, which is I don't want to say it was mainly Iron Man, but Iron Man centric.
Yes.
I can't remember the year. But I would say in the early 60s.
Okay.
So
weren't a secret anymore. They weren't like a top secret technology that nobody knew about, which
just the top people were the only ones using them or had access to them. I know Fury is a main one, like we said in the previous issue. He's a main one that uses it a lot.
And that was why the life model decoy was so happy he fooled him, because he's a very paranoid and very... If you can trick him,
he'd be the one that would know.
Fury'd be the one to
catch
him.
And he can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to point out these two couples that are here. the first couple is Janice and Alex. I mean, I call them a couple. They're not together at the moment. But they're just there to try and figure out.
Mm-hmm. The two of them are there together.
Yes.
Even though they're not together.
Well, yeah. Because
they're co-workers.
Right there, yeah. Janice Cord is a competitor to Tony. And
it's
Alex
interesting
is there the supporting
employee.
Her.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's there because he probably wants him to die.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, he's
but he also doesn't want to be cheated out of his mission that we'll see later on.
Mm-hmm.
He wants him to live just long enough to...
For him to take care of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then we see this next couple.
Which is
the
Hogans.
I'm assuming you were unaware of that as well. That Pepper...
I was not.
Really?
I was not. And I was like, oh, hello, Pepper Hogan.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet you.
Yeah, that was, like most people know Pepper.
From the movies.
From the movies. Being
exactly.
Tony's beau. I don't like using that word, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I'll do it. Good. It sounded cute.
But yeah, no, when this happened, I'm just like, hold on. Another thing I had to look up, they had been together for a while.
Yeah.
And then they got divorced, and they got back together again. So, and they had kids. So, like, that's super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And Happy is one of the few that knows Tony Stark and Iron Man are the same person. So, Captain America comes out and delivers the news of what's going on with Tony. And this one guy, reporter, I'm assuming reporter, he's got a camera that looks like a gun in his hand.
I caught that, and I was like, is he trying to shoot somebody?
Well, and I think in, what was it, in one of the Captain America books, similar thing where they have guns that just look, or cameras just that look like guns.
Is that just how they drew it then?
I think so. I honestly think, well, it's their mobile camera. It's their on-the-spot camera.
I see.
But this guy, he makes mention that, you know, you can't tell much from Cap's expression. The mask makes it difficult to basically see.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the same masks that basically covers a nose and a forehead. You know, you can see eyes, yeah. You can see a mouth, mm-hmm. but you can't tell his expression. It's fine.
Nope, can't tell anything.
Nope.
But then Happy, two panels later, is able to say he looks so, he has a long face.
Yes. I mean,
he happy can tell his expression.
Just depends on the person. Yeah. Just depends on the person.
And basically, the news that Cap delivers is that he's pulled through, the operation was a success, and that Tony Stark will be alive. Pepper sees this as being happy that his heart was finally cured, even though, like you mentioned, Happy's reading it as bad expression. We go back over for a quick little aside to Midas, seeing the same news that everybody else is seeing, and basically calling Madam Mask to get a hold of this Tony Stark again, that our plans are still back into...
Find out which Tony Stark this is.
Yeah. then we go back to Tony Stark himself, where he is still fighting off death in his head. But then he wakes up to the doctor, Jose Santino? Santini. And the doctor is just... you know, tell him, hey, you know, I was able to save you, fix your heart, but there are some conditions. And he tells him that, you know, he needs to, it's experimental,
mm-hmm.
that...
Take it easy.
Yeah, you could be, this could work for 1,000 years, or it could work until tomorrow. We don't know. But just don't put any overdue stress on your heart,
mm-hmm.
which should be easy, because it's not like you're Iron Man or anything.
Yeah, because this is a municipal doctor.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I thought this doctor was
one they brought specialist.
In.
They brought
he's,
in.
But he's fresh from the hospital. It's not like he's the Avengers headquarters doctor or something like that.
Yes.
They don't know he's Iron Man.
That's fair. I also want to point out the doctor's mm-hmm. Suit and lab coat, whereas he's got a suit in the first two panels.
Yes.
Yes.
And a lab coat in the next two. I'm like,
we gotta love the consistency.
Mm-hmm. And so Tony is, he's in the hospital. Doesn't say for how long. Until he's better. So I'm going to assume a week, maybe a week and a half.
Open heart surgery, 2 weeks, you're on your feet and kicking.
In 60, sure.
Obviously.
Now,
and it's
nowadays,
Tony Stark.
Yeah, exactly. But so he comes out and you got all those reporters wondering where Iron Man is because they haven't seen him since...
Tony went into the hospital.
Well, since Tony told the Avengers that he was on a secret mission.
Oh, right.
And he's like, well, I don't know where he's at. I really wish I did know. And so he goes back to the Stark Industries and starts to put the suit on.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes mention that he didn't have the chest plate on, so which is good because then mm-hmm. everybody would have known that he was Iron Man. He had left it off when he put on his old suit. And then we start to see his suit.
Yeah.
And we see
the return of the attaché case with all of the pieces. And it's like this reminiscing moment, and it's really beautiful, like, each piece putting on, like, as someone that, like, watched Sailor Moon and, like, Power Rangers and stuff mm-hmm. like that, this was, like, something that those series did, like, you would put on each piece of your costume.
You watched the same Power Rangers I watched?
Well, it was, like,
because it was just moments. Like, hey, I'm morphin' time, and then there was there.
But it was, like... You get to put, like, it was, like, this moment of transformation.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that, and then, like, whenever it was, like, oh, we have to think about what we're doing, guys, it was, like, well, it's the suit. We have to, like, power up. We gotta do this all together.
Yeah.
Like, and then having, like, Tony be, like, this suit is part of me. Like, mm-hmm. this is kind of who I am.
Well, yeah, and then he even makes mention of that in that first mm-hmm. panel. It's, like, you know, I don't need this chest piece anymore. I don't need the suit. But it doesn't feel me without it.
Mm-hmm. So I really liked this. Yeah. Like, I kind of, like, thought of those things from my childhood that, like, I was like, oh, I kind of think of those things the same way.
Yeah, because this is, mm-hmm. suiting up hasn't really been a focus. It's just, there's Tony Stark, there's Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really one of the only times you see him going through putting his suit on as a ritual,
yes, for
personal mm-hmm. ritual rather than like, oh, well, crap.
And even nowadays, you don't really see mm-hmm. this kind of paneling. It's just the suit's always on underneath.
Yep.
Like mm-hmm. Superman, what does he do? He rips open his shirt.
Yep.
Batman, it's always underneath him. Or he's got it in a suitcase and he changes in the backseat of a car. Always off screen.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's great about this arc is that it's Tony realizing why he wants to be Iron Man.
Yes.
And we'll see that here,
I think, in the next issue. Mm-hmm. Issue after. But this is what I was talking about in the first episode. Like his mask. It comes out of a slot on the side of his suitcase. And then he even says here, it's slipping over my head as though it were rubber. And you see it folding like it's just a cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I never knew that's how his suit, this generation, this mark, whatever mm-hmm. suit this is,
yeah,
went on like that. And then he hits a button to magnetize it or polarize it.
And then it's
then
the metal.
It's hard iron.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's amazing. Like, yeah. I was shocked by that.
And it's so cool that, like, they have the exact details. This is how it happened. It's really nice.
And I never really realized that they went into that much detail. Like, I thought it was just like, oh, it's iron suit. Okay, cool.
And then we are going to make up the...
We'll make up the stuff later on.
Later.
Yeah.
And have a book about it.
And they may... And, I mean, and they may have. I never read Tales of Suspense 38, where he showed... I think it's 38, right?
I'm not sure.
Where he shows up at. Tales of Suspense, I know that much.
I know it is in Tales of Suspense. Sorry, guys!
Where he shows up at. And so, yeah, no, it's cool to see the origins as they play out. It's just amazing.
And that where his mask comes out of that slot definitely reminded me of floppy drive.
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, floppy drives weren't even invented.
Weren't they?
They were.
I think they were
60s.
Late 60s, 70s.
Were they?
I mean,
not
they
three and a half, but the...
That looks like a 3.5.
It's a floppy. The old giant
the
floppy.
The old ones. Yeah. Like the 5.25 ones.
5.25 floppies. I don't even think I used those.
Oh, I did. Great school, man. Oh, great. Oregon Trail?
Yeah. Oregon Trail! All right, back to Iron Man.
Back on subject here.
Okay.
He's reminiscing about the suit, he gets an alarm that somebody's in his office, so he speeds away to see what's going on.
Still holding the attaché case.
Yes, because he still hasn't given up being Iron Man just yet. Sees his man a mask and says as much.
And they're like, well, that answers that question. Yep.
So she gasses him, takes him back to Midas, and he gets a little cocky. He was like, you know, had you realized what was going on, you would have realized I am Tony Stark. I've always been Tony Stark, and I'm not going to give you what you want.
Which is, you know, pretty good of him. He's kind of got his, like, no, I'm going to do this attitude.
Yeah.
Stand up for the little guy. Stand up for myself.
I was going to say, stand up for the little guy. He's a
little guy.
Well, he's trying,
1%.
Stand up for the little guys being, I'm going to be the hero here.
Yeah,
I'm going to stand up. And then also stand up for myself being, the 1% billionaire. Okay, sorry, guys. I was trying to be like, he's the hero. Stand up for the little guys.
I mean, he can still be a hero because Midas is obviously the villain because hits a button, arms come out of the wall and...
And the chains.
Yep.
And... hydraulically powered manacles grab him out of the wall.
Yep. And then he basically gives them ultimatums like, you have an hour to decide whether I kill you or you give me what I want.
Yep. And I remember thinking while reading this that it would be a lot more difficult to steal all of Tony Stark's industry than one signature on a piece of paper that Midas seems to think will be a magic. This is all mine now.
Back then...
Maybe not.
I don't know. Definitely nowadays, the verification is a little more...
difficult.
Yes. but what ends up going on is that MetaMask is there, and Tony Stark's, you know, starts questioning her about basically her methods of why he's with him. And she's like, well, he saved me, and his doctors, you know, kind of put him back together, even though I still have this... grotesque face, and she takes the mask off, and Tony's like, oh, I know you. Like, he reacts
because he's surprised because he recognizes her, and she takes it as, like,
you're disgust. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're no different than anybody else. And he's like, no, like, I recognize you, you're Whitney Frost. And they point out, again, that she had appeared
in
about
Iron
10
Man.
Issues prior.
Mm-hmm. 7 and 8.
Yeah. And then she's like, yes, but Stark, you see that when I escaped your factory, that what it cost me, but you don't have to be a charm me anymore. Like, I'm going to help you escape. And he's like, no, listen, I'm looking at you as who you are, not what you are now.
I'm not trying to trick you.
Yeah, like, let's figure this out together. Mm. And then he goes in and kisses her. Because that's what Tony Stark does.
Because Tony Stark is a kissing man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because apparently all the men in this comic arc are kissing men.
I mean, I know for a fact that had I done that to women after my divorce, I would have gotten thrown in jail.
I think a lot more people would have gotten going to get thrown in jail if they are kissing men in this era.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a different podcast. We're not getting on that. So, Madam Mask helps him escape. He wants to get back to Attachi case.
Mm-hmm.
And so she leads him to where they put it. Unbeknownst to both of them, it was actually a trap set up by Midas. And he could tell that she was faltering mm-hmm. in what she needed to do and what he wanted to do.
Because Midas has some thought,
and I guess. And he couldn't figure out how to open the case, nope. So he was just like, I'll just leave it out on this desk, and maybe if she betrays me, she'll bring him to the case to open it,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll have proof, and I'll get the case open.
Yep. And so she does, again, unbeknownst to her, but he opens it up and starts to put the suit on. And Madam Mask is like, that's Iron Man's armor. You can't be wearing that, even after your operation. Like, it's not going to go well.
And Midas is all, you're no Iron Man. You can't do the things Iron Man does. He's more than just a suit, and you, sir, are no Iron Man.
Which,
and all his readers are like, he.
But Stark grabs Madam Mask and gets her out of that room with the gas.
Because he is a sweetheart.
Well, yes, but we forgot to mention that the trap was gas. So
I thought it was lasers.
Both.
Okay.
I think. It does look like lasers.
Because he says, with the laser Whitney, watch beams. It. Those are laser beams.
Okay, but there is a bunch of, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a trap.
Though.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
I think it's a laser ring with gas.
Yeah. Either way, he gets a mile there up to where Midas is at.
So he shoots at Midas after telling
Madam Mask
to run off.
Mm-hmm. But
and
what I don't understand, though, is like he shoots him with his repulsor beams, but then. Oh, no, okay. This is my bad. Midas hits him with some beams, a power beam as well, which causes him to not falter, but fall. And then Midas goes to attack him with his chair.
And Iron Man's all worried about stressing his new artificial mm-hmm. heart, so he's kind of hesitating, and he's not fully committing to the fight the way he normally would. And Midas is like, you aren't Iron Man because you're not fighting as well as I know Iron Man would.
Exactly. Again, he also knows, everybody knows,
that
Tony Stark's heart is bad. But while this is happening, Madam Mask goes and takes out a couple of Midas' guards to get to the hydrofoil, which is the fastest boat on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Takes them out so that she can have access to that, so that she can basically whip around and come get Tony once the fighting's done. But we do go back to Tony, and he is able to get this duplicator, a sound duplicator.
So you can make multiple Iron Mans.
To confuse Midas. But Midas has a heat-seeking detecto antenna.
Heat-seeking detecto antenna.
Which I think is kind of awesome.
I mean, if you could have one.
Yeah, I need that. And shoots him. You know, so it throws Tony off guard again. Midas gets his chair and basically just lands it on top of Tony in his Iron Man suit.
Squish!
Yeah. Which I just kind of find funny. Madam Mask comes back and basically threatens Midas by saying, you know, get the chair off of him or I'll shoot you. And Midas is like, yeah, no, I can kill you 10 different ways before you even pull the trigger. Which sets Tony off.
Because Tony is a chivalrous man.
He gets that extra strength, throws the chair off of him.
Well, he always had the strength, but he was all worried about
the strain on his heart.
His heart. And then he's like, I'm about to die anyway, so...
Why not?
So I'm going to die...
So I'm going to save someone.
Mm-hmm. Saving someone.
Because he's a hero to the 99%.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I just had to put it there. He takes one of the pillars that had gotten damaged and
trashes the chair.
Yes, to the point where before Maya can even do anything to fix it or even get out, it blows up. So we perceive him to be dead. Obviously, he's not. But what happens is that Tony passes out. Madam Mask is able to get him
on a boat. Going away.
Yeah. Well, gets him on the boat to get out.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, kisses him and then jumps ship.
She's like, oh, middle of the ocean, I can swim home from here, no problem.
She can see shore.
Okay.
And so, Tony wakes up and he's like, okay, I wish she hadn't left, but I'm sure I'll see her again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Iron Man story arc.